There's a lot of traffic out there for a lot of the game, but I feel like I stuck with the game plan. I was moving the ball around. You know, I felt like I was able to create soft contact early and get out of jams when I needed to get out of jams. I feel like Bencourt and I were on the same page the whole game. We never went away from our game plan. Even when we got beat a couple times. I feel like I competed out there, battled, was able to get out some big jams early and kind of allow myself to settle in.
Talking about those big jams early, how big was that first sit down in our inner space loaded to four?
Yeah, that is huge. He was a guy who really didn't see many pitches off me today going into that bat, which I feel like kind of gives me the advantage. Just being able to throw a curveball down and have him hit it off the end and hit it back to me didn't really allow, like, I guess the situation to kind of set in. You know what I mean? It's not like I got behind and then it's like, okay, I got to come in. You know, I threw a good pitch, first pitch, and he swung at it, and I was able to stay away from the barrel and get out of it. Yeah, I feel like earlier I would try and be too perfect on every single pitch I threw. Especially when guys get on base, I would try and be perfect, and it would leave me in the bad counts, bad situations, walks, and then stuff would just snowball on me. And this year I've really tried to slow the game down as much as I can and make quality pitches, and not necessarily be perfect, but make quality pitches. And it's just one of the things that's helped me this year. Honestly, just slowing the game down and not getting out, not or staying within myself. And yeah.
Well, I understand numbers can be oddities in baseball, but are you aware of how good your road ERA is this year so far?
I am. I don't know. There's just something about coming into a place and quieting a crowd. I don't know. It's just what I've always enjoyed. Just playing here. I know the fans here are crazy. I know it's a huge baseball town. I know they're going to have this place packed. I know people are going to be chirping me in the bullpen as soon as I step in there. And, like, just being able to, like, hear those little comments and kind of essentially prove people wrong, you know. And that's, I don't know, I just, pitching on the road, it's a different beast in this game. And I feel like if you're able to quiet a crowd, it's one of the better feelings in this game.
Just on that of kind of quieting the crowd, your name is up there, right, with, like, some of the great Verlander, Cortez for ERA leaders this year in the AL. Do you kind of see that as a similar thing of, like, maybe you're not in conversation for the All-Star game, but you're right there kind of using that to motivate you?
Yeah, I've, in the past, like, I've struggled so much, and, like, coming into this year, I've really just kind of used the mentality of, like, what do I really have to lose, you know, and, like, that's kind of helped me to stay clear, like, have my mind clear, all that. Like, I'm not looking at numbers, I'm not looking at that, I'm going out there and I'm pitching pitch to pitch, and, you know, at the end of the year, hopefully I look up and I'm happy with where I'm at, honestly. But just being able to have that pitch to pitch mentality this year has really helped me.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.